We have a really clear-eyed, scientifically based look at Fukushima, how it happened, and the fallout surrounding it, coming to Atlanta this week with Ed Lyman. Ed Lyman is a leading expert on nuclear proliferation, certainly one of the world's leaders. He's testified in front of Congress and the Senate on a regular basis. You'll see him on CNN, ABC, CBS, you know, whenever this topic comes up. He is coming to town tonight to talk about his book, Fukushima, The Story of a Nuclear Disaster. And I have to say that at first glance, this can sound a little bit dry, you know, but Lyman and his co-authors, David Lockbaum and Susan Stranahan, you know, write it like it's a thriller. It's a moment-by-moment account of things that are going wrong and heroic actions by people whose names have not really been discussed in the past 3 years.
So really illuminates the timeline of the disaster and the months and now years since.
Exactly. And it's not about throwing out a lot of hyperbole or anything. It's very well documented, but it's really fascinating stuff. And this should be a wonderful talk. And this is tonight at 7 o'clock at the Carter Library. The author is Ed Lyman, and the name of the book is Fukushima, The Story of a Nuclear Disaster.
Darren, our next visiting author, has written about a December 1938 event at what was a new prison in Georgia.
Yes, John. On December 9th, 1938, six black men were executed within 81 minutes in Tatnall Prison in Georgia. There was a seventh man that was scheduled for execution that day, and he received a last-minute pardon. He was white. Now, Governor E.D. Rivers, who pardoned that man, was a documented member of the Klan. And David Beasley, in his new book, Without Mercy, The Stunning True Story of Race, Crime, and Corruption in the Deep South, uses this event, this shameful moment in Georgia history, to kind of open up the tangled web of early 20th century Georgia politics and the way it was intertwined with the Klan. In fact, the Grand Wizard of the Klan in Georgia at that time was a gentleman named Hiram Wesley Evans, and Hiram Wesley Evans was known as the Asphalt King.
The Asphalt?
Yes, the Asphalt King Georgia at the time, because all of the state's roads projects went to Hiram Wesley Evans, and that arrangement was being made through Governor E.D. Rivers' office.
There was a lot of sneaky business going on in the background.
Yeah, the state is essentially was driven to bankruptcy in this era by these kind of corrupt backroom deals. So Beasley, you know, uses this really striking event to look at both the issues around capital punishment and how it's unevenly distributed through race and class, but also to look at a particular period in Georgia's history. And it's a really compelling story and a story that needs to be told. Beasley, who is a longtime editor at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, kind of brings that sharp journalist's eye to this compelling story. So again, the name of the book is Without Mercy, The Stunning True Story of Race, Crime, and Corruption in the Deep South. And at 7 o'clock at the Carter Library tomorrow.
When our next author was in high school, her mom had a great way of illustrating how the family was sort of structured.
Yeah, Kelly Corrigan is a really wonderful memoirist, probably best known for The Middle Place, which was her memoir of her father, who was kind of outsize, genial, fun Irishman, and there's a lot of stories to be told about him. But when Kelly Corrigan wanted to talk about her mother, she would tell this story about how her mother said, "Your father's the glitter, and I'm the glue. I'm the one that holds things together."
A great picture of sort of that family dynamic.
Yeah, exactly. And in some ways, that also tells the story of Kelly Corrigan. She's a fantastic memoirist, and she's going to be very playful and fun, but she can also very easily bring you to tears at the same time. With glitter and glue, she turns towards her mother, and she talks about the time when she finishes school and takes off to Australia with a pocket full of traveler's checks to go out and do something interesting, to make something of herself. And when she runs out of money, she ends up having to sign on for nanny duty in a house near Sydney. So she quickly finds herself involved in a whole other family dynamic. And in that distance from her own family, she suddenly is drawn back to her own mother's wisdom throughout the years.
Like many of us are when we arrive at a certain age and in certain situations.
Exactly, exactly. So Kelly Corrigan is going to be at the Mitchell House Thursday night at 7 o'clock.